The role of ROM in systems. While RAM is the bustling temporary workspace, read-only memory, ROM, plays a quiet yet profoundly critical role. Without it, your computer literally wouldn't know how to begin its journey from a powered-off state to a fully operational system. Understanding the ROM function is to understand the very foundations of your computer's existence. The primary and most vital function of ROM is to store the firmware that your computer needs to start up. This firmware is often referred to as the BIOS, Basic Input, Output System, or, in newer systems, UEFI, Unified Extensible Firmware Interface. When you press the power button on your computer, the CPU first looks to the ROM for instructions. Here's what typically happens thanks to ROM. Power on self-test, post the ROM's firmware initiates a post, which checks if all essential hardware components, like RAM, keyboard, graphics card, etc., are present and functioning correctly. If there's a serious issue, the BIOS might emit a series of beeps to alert you. Hardware initialization. The ROM initializes fundamental hardware components, setting them up so that the CPU can communicate with them. Boot device selection. The ROM determines which storage device, e.g., your SSD or HDD, contains the operating system. It then hands over control to the operating system's bootloader on that device. From this point, the operating system takes over, and much of the action shifts to RAM. But the ROM's job was fundamental. It provided the initial spark, the very first set of instructions that brought your computer to life. This makes ROM an indispensable part of computer hardware basics. While its name implies read-only, modern ROM variations aren't always strictly immutable. Here are a few types. PROM, programmable read-only memory, can be written to once after manufacturing, typically by the user. EPROM, erasable programmable read-only memory, can be erased using ultraviolet light and then rewritten. EPROM, electrically erasable programmable read-only memory, can be erased and rewritten electrically without needing special equipment. This is what you'll often find in modern BIOS for UEFI chips, allowing for firmware updates. Flash memory, a very common type of EPROM used in SSDs, USB drives, and even for BIOS the UEFI. It's truly a versatile form of non-volatile memory. The enduring nature of ROM makes it perfect for storing information that must never be lost, even when there's no power. Imagine if your computer forgot how to start up every time you turned it off. That would be incredibly impractical. The ROM function ensures system stability and provides a reliable foundation upon which all other software operates. It's a testament to the fact that not all memory needs to be fast and changeable. Some, like ROM, are designed for unwavering persistence, making it a cornerstone of all digital storage systems,